Canada during the Cold War period of 1950 to 1990. Canada's military and Canadians paid a heavy price during this period. To put it concisely, our Cold War operations resulted in more fatalities, due to military service than the Korean War, the Balkan conflicts, the Gulf Wars, Afghanistan and peacekeeping, combined. For aircrew deaths alone, the number was 926. Why has this been forgotten? To the extent that Cold War veterans apparently don't seem to deserve even a passing mention these days? It was a massive commitment. Several hundred thousand Canadian military members served in the vital cause of deterring Soviet aggression, thereby joining Canada's allies in preventing the outbreak of a Third World War and the nuclear holocaust that would have ensued. My entire career of 31 years was encompassed during the Cold War years. Not a single shot was fired in combat by the Canadian military. Our job was deterrence, and deterrence worked. We trained for war so that we wouldn't have to fight a war. My earnest hope is that Canadians, when they pause to commemorate the many sacrifices that our veterans have made through the years, will give a moment to those whose service as Cold War warriors, although unheralded, really made a difference. Lest we forget. Note: there are probably less than 180,000 Cold War veterans remaining today. Cold War veteran, John Fefchak, CD. CWO RET. RCAF and Canadian Armed Forces. 1951 to 1982. Verdun, Man.